So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara cited three psukim teaching that a tameh may not eat truma and may resume eating truma only after Harav Shemesh. The Gemara now explains the need for all three psukim. The pasuk ish ish mizera aron v'tzrua izav bekadosh lo yoichel ad asher yitar teaches that he must first perform tevila prior to Harav Shemesh. The pasuk uvah haShemesh v'tar v'achol yoichel min hakadoshim teaches that he must wait for Harav Shemesh for nightfall to eat truma. The pasuk b'chol kodesh le'siga v'lamikdash le'savei ad meloisi me'tahara teaches that even a mechusik kippurim may eat truma after Harav Shemesh. The Gemara cites yet a fourth pasuk that Harav Shemesh is required for truma. V'chol asher yipol alav mehem b'moisam yitma v'chol kli eitz b'gomer b'mayim yuva v'tamei ad'or v'tar. A kli, a utensil that became tamei, requires tefila and Harav Shemesh. Since a kli encounters truma only through contact, this is the source for negia. A person or utensil that is tamei and even a tefil yoim who already did tefila may not touch truma until Harav Shemesh because negia disqualifies truma. The Gemara explains that this is derived from the above pasuk as follows: b'mayim yuva v'tamei ad'ar v'taher. The first part b'mayim yuva v'tamei ad'ar indicates that even after tefila, it is still tamei to some degree, while the word v'tar indicates that after tefila, it's completely tar. Therefore, we must reconcile this pasuk as follows: kan lemaaser, kan letruma. V'tar is referring to maaser sheni, where after tefila, a person or kli is considered completely tar to eat and touch maaser sheni. V'tamei is referring to truma, where after tefila, a person or kli is not considered completely tar and may not yet eat or touch truma. The Gemara cites a second source from the Gid Truma, a pasuk regarding a yoledes, a woman who gave birth, who is a tvul yoin. The phrase b'chol kodesh le'siga is an azhara la'eichel, that a tvul yoim may not eat truma, because it must be similar to a vela mikdash le'savei, not entering the base of mikdash, both of which are punishable by karas. However, v'hai de'avke b'loshen negiyah, achila was expressed in the form of negiyah to teach negiyah ka'achila, that negiyah contact is forbidden as well, but is not punishable by karas. The Gemara had earlier cited the pasuk ish ish mizera aron v'tzrua izav b'kodeshim lo yechel ad asher yitar. In the previous daf, the Gemara said b'zav b'al shtei ri'is uv'metzarim muskar akosam adaber. The pasuk is referring to a zav of only two emissions, or a metzar who is only muskar, who do not require a carbon and is therefore not considered mechusik kippur. The Gemara mentions a second opinion: b'zav b'al gimel ri'is uv'metzarim muchler akosam adaber. The pasuk is referring to a zav of three emissions, or a metzar who was mukhlet, who does require a carbon, and therefore is considered a mechusik kippurim. And the words ad asher yitar mean ad maisi kapara. And the word kadoshim refers to karbonis, not to truma. The pasuk is teaching that a mechusik kippurim may not eat kadoshim until after he brings his karbonis. The Gemara points out that although this halacha was previously derived from the pasuk regarding a yoledes, which states, v'chipro lehakoyim v'tohera, that she only becomes completely tar to eat kachim after her karbonis, we need both psukim, because each one has a chumra, a stringency, and we cannot derive one from the other. The Gemara turns to the Mishnah at the beginning of the perek, which concludes with the halachas of patsua daka v'korei shafcha. Zok the Mishnah. Patsua daka v'korei shafcha. Hein v'avdein yoichelu. A patsua daka or korei shafcha and their servants may eat truma, because these are only physical afflictions that do not affect their status of kahuna. However, nesheihen lo yechlu, their wives may not eat truma, because the betzua daka v'korei shavcha are pesulim lo v'bekol. They may not marry into Klal Yisrael. Therefore, their wives are nivalu l'pasala, and as a result, pasala truma, disqualified from eating truma. However, v'im lo yedo'o mishenasa betzua daka v'korei shavcha, harei lo yechlu. If he became a betzua daka v'korei shavcha after they already married, and did not cohabit with her since becoming a betzua daka of a korei shafcha, their wives may eat truma because they did not become disqualified. The Mishnah now defines a zehu betzua daka. Kol shenivtzu beitzim shaloi. Betzua daka is one whose beitzim were injured, v'fila achas mehen. This is true of even only one of them was injured, while the other remained intact. The Braisa adds that aside for nivtzu, he is disqualified v'fila nikvu, even if the beya was only punctured, even if the bay is shrunk, even if the bay is only missing a minute part. However, the Braisa says, Ein loy elo beya achas, ein elo kisra eschama v'kasher. If he was born with only one beya, he is regarded as a isra eschama, and he is kasher, eligible to marry the klaiso. The Gemara also qualifies, Betzur daka b'dei shemayim kasher, Rashi explains, Aide ru'amim u'barad oibim me'imoy, one who became a betzur daka naturally, or is born this way, is eligible to marry into klaiso. This is derived through smuchim, the juxtaposition of two psukim. The pasuk states, La'yavai petzur daka u'kore shavcha b'kal Hashem. And the very next pasuk states, La'yavai mamza b'kal Hashem, ma'alahalim b'dei adam, afkan b'dei adam. The Mishnah continues to explain, Krei Shavcha kol shenichras hagid. A Krei Shavcha is one whose gid was severed. However, im nishdayir ma'atara afilik chotasayra kosher. If the gid was only severed through the atara, but part of the atara, even a hair's breadth, remains, he is kosher. The Gemara asks, Maloi hachot sha'amru alpanei kula? Does the maloi chotasayra of the atara need to extend alpanei kula around the entire atara, or alpanei ruba? It is sufficient if it extends alpanei ruba around the majority of the atara. The Gemara says, Maloi hachot alpanei ruba, it is sufficient if the atara extends alpanei ruba, uklapei reisha, but only if towards the body. The Gemara continues with descriptions of petsua daka v'krei shavch. Amar Rava, petsua b'kulon, dach b'kulon, kreis b'kulon. There are three organs which are included in the besul, the gid, the beitzim, and the chute beitzim. If any of these organs were injured, crushed, or severed, he is disqualified. In other words, any one of the injuries to any one of the organs disqualifies. The daf concludes with various injuries of kreis shavcha. Some are pasul and some are kosher, depending on whether it impedes the flow of the zera. We will complete this inyan into the next daf. Tarabanan, nikiv pasul, memneishu hu shoises. If the gid was punctured, he is disqualified because the zera will drip and be ineffective. Nistam kosher, memneishu mailad. If the hole closed, he is kosher because he will be able to father children. Therefore, v'zeu psul shechayzel echsherei, there's a psul which can be reversed to become kosher. However, earlier the Gemara qualified, kol she'ilu nikri v'nikra pasul. If the stima will not hold, he remains pasul.